Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. Could be a children's song, a folk song, a tune from Broadway, even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Barry Free is joining us today from Blackfoot, Idaho. Barry, welcome.
Hello.
Great to have you. And Barry, is music a part of your daily life?
Oh, yeah. My wife and her dad own a music store called Music and Families here in Blackfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I met my wife in our music theory class in college.
Ah, nice. So now, at the music store, do you sell instruments?
We sell everything. I mean, we get guitars, trumpets, harmonicas, violins, print music. Actually, today I'm painting print music shelves that we got, used. So.
All right. So music is a huge part of your daily life, it sounds like. Well,
yeah.
Barry, your job here after Bruce Adolph plays the piano puzzler will be to try to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need any help brainstorming, I can try to help you out with that. But otherwise, this is for you.
Okay.
Here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Beautiful little piece there, Bruce.
Thank you, Fred.
Barry, what do you think?
I think it's a lot easier listening to it on the radio. I'm thinking Beethoven.
It's not quite Beethoven.
Okay. Let's see. There's lots of ornamentation in it.
That's true.
You do have the kind of offset right hand and left hand, like Chopin and Liszt and stuff.
Uh-huh. Maybe let me start it again now that we've zeroed in on something closer.
Okay.
This time?
Is it Liszt?
Well, it's one of the two guys you mentioned earlier.
Chopin?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Frederick Chopin. Bruce, what is it about this piano puzzler that makes it in the style of Chopin?
Well, let's start with the global and get down to the details. The global is it's a waltz, and of course many people wrote waltzes, but that does help a little bit. And also I made the structure Chopin-esque, which is that the middle of this waltz leaves the minor key and does a little variation on the theme this way. And that's very typical, the middle section of both mazurkas and waltzes of Chopin. Now,
about that tune.
Yeah.
So in the style of Frederick Chopin, but there's a tune hidden in there too.
One of the things that's hard about the tune is it's not being accompanied by the right harmonies.
Yeah, you like to do that.
I do. Well, you know, it's one of the fun things. And you're right, I do like to do it. I smirk when I do it. So the tune, try to remove those harmonies if you can.
Is it when I'm 64?
It is when you're 64. Or at least when somebody's 64. So instead of... we have...
oh, yeah. That's way out there.
Now, this is not the tune for one bar. This keeps coming in because I need to get back to the right key and then... now, this is funny. If I, who knows the words? Will you still feed me or will you ever...
will you still feed me?
See, but those are the right notes. Then if you think of the tune here alone... but what you have is has more pathos.
Okay, so it's the Beatles, When I'm 64,
yeah.
In the
yeah.
style of Frederick Chopin, in the style of a waltz or maybe a mazurka.
Yes.
Oh, that's a really tricky one. Barry, this was a tricky one, but you got the composer and you got the tune.
Yeah, with a little help. With a little help from my friend.
Exactly. Barry Free, what's your public radio station?
KBYI in Rexburg, Idaho.
In Rexburg. Barry Free from Blackfoot, Idaho. Thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Anytime.
And Bruce?
Yes?
I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.